Can Mangraviti Proprietary Limited offers a comprehensive range of services to businesses and individuals and delivers a high quality of advice relevant to today's competitive environment. A member of the Institute of Chartered Accountants in Australia, I have over 30 years professional experience as an independently operated firm and are waiting to help you with all your accounting needs. Located in East Sydney, but available in Burwood by appointment, you can contact Ken Mangraviti Proprietary Limited on 9332 2150 or by emailing admin@kmjservices.com.au. A sponsor of Radio 2RDJ FM.
The computer has never, ever been wrong.
It's the Gadget Grill on 2RDJ FM, 88.1 on the FM band, and we are on the internet, all the www.radio2rdj.com. You may be listening to us there right now. Welcome to the show. I'm the Professor Stumpy Steamboat Gaz. Sitting in the Master Chef seat, we have no other than...
DD Cub.
And... holding up the corner, stopping the studio from falling down, we have none other than the generous Jeff Quattromani.
I'm here, although I thought you were going to actually refer me to your robot friend instead.
No. We also have Mr. Alpha One sitting in the studio here. He's going to help me produce the show a little bit later. We'll tell you all about him as the show progresses, no doubt. Absolutely. Dee Dee, what have you been up to?
Oh, always busy, and even more busy now at the moment because of the Christmas rush. Mm. So we've got all the seniors going around doing their shopping and visiting the doctor for the last time before Christmas.
Oh, yeah. I had to go and see my doctor, and we had to make another appointment for next year, but he's away up until... when we go away and then we're away, so I can't see him until February.
Well, that's usually the case.
And I need to get approval for some meds that I'm on, and I need them in the first week of February, and I'm not going to have them in time, so I will survive. Yeah,
I'm sure you will.
We'll tough it out.
Just been very busy.
Yes, and somebody forgot to put their phone on stum.
Now Alpha One will sort you out.
Oh, yeah. We'll let Alpha One sort you out. Jeffrey, what have you been up to, mate?
My weekend's been pretty low-key, actually. I helped my brother move house yesterday.
That must have been quite an effort. What do you do, put the house on the back of a truck?
Pretty much, yeah, brick by brick.
Okay.
And, just shifted the whole thing, furniture and all.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. Wonderful. What a way to do it.
Oh, is there a better way to do it than brick by brick?
We actually tried to do certain things, like instead of taking the mattress off the bed, maybe we can just take the whole lot.
That's what you do, yeah. You try and take shortcuts and everything falls apart halfway through, am I right?
It wasn't a bright idea.
No. Wait until you start trying to shift the wardrobe with all the clothes in it. Yeah. Or the drawers with all your underwear in it open halfway through.
There was exactly that. Well, I just went into his wardrobe and just grabbed shirts off the rack and just tried to carry them to the car.
Oh, dear.
I think I dropped a few. Just a few. But anyway, it's done. We got it all done in a day, so we're happy.
Right.
So, yeah, okay. Very exciting.
Where'd he move to and from?
So he was living out in South Windsor. Right. And he's moved back in with mum and dad while his house gets built.
Oh, okay.
So he's bought a block of land he's building. So
excellent.
Back in with the folks.
Oh, wonderful.
Took your place, huh?
Yeah.
Pardon?
Took your room?
No, he's got us in a different room. Almost back to his old one.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, he's done well.
There you go. Well, we sold one car. We got new license plates for the other one.
Oh, yeah?
All done.
What'd you get on the other one?
I'll tell you off the air.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Can you give me all your details, please?
But all done.
Yeah, cool.
Also did get an offer from somebody whom I suspect was a car dealer. Uh-huh. Just came through email, offer, $7,000. Yeah. I thanked him for the good laugh.
Right.
And he came back and told me, there are so many of these cars for sale, they're pieces of junk.
Is So why did
he want it? Absolute rubbish. Well, I pointed out to him then that he's the one who offered me $7,000 for what he described as a piece of junk. So who's the stupid one?
Yeah. If you don't like the car, don't buy it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's easy.
Exactly. Yeah. I think this person was just basically just a car dealer trying to be a troll and trying to get something for as cheaply as he can.
Yeah, good on him.
No, I got a fair bit more than that.
Good.
And it's now gone to a new home in Coffs Harbour.
Ah, good place for a convertible to live.
Absolutely.
And graze.
Absolutely. So,
nice.
It was a sad farewell yesterday.
It would have been.
The car drove off into the sunset or the sunrise or something like that. I'm sad.
Yeah. Then he jumped into his new one and we went shopping.
Yeah.
Life's okay then. But I was the same. When my car got written off, I was devastated.
Right.
Oh, it's hard, you know. You buy a car, it's something that you've always wanted.
Well when it's a car that you particularly enjoy having.
Yeah.
And with the SLK, it's the first SLK I had for 9 years.
Mm.
We traded it in, got another car, and after 4 months I was missing the SLK so much that I went and bought another one.
That's right.
And I'm hoping that this new car, with the facilities that it has, being a convertible, will cure me of, will replace the SLK in a suitable manner. And I get the feeling that it will be, because on a couple of the trips that we've done in it so far, sound has been turned up very loud.
Good.
Tops down. We've been driving very slowly, which is the way that you drive a convertible, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
And it has been a blast.
Good.
It has been a blast. Good. So, yeah. Okay, we're going to start the music. We're coming into the holiday season, in case you hadn't noticed, Jeffrey.
Never.
Dee Dee. So the music that I'm playing today, I think it's all holiday themed in a manner of speaking. We're going to start off with one of my favourite pieces of holiday music. I'm not one for a lot of holiday music, but I think Happy Christmas by John Lennon is just one of the best pieces of holiday music ever written in the modern rock and roll age. So without further ado, John.
So this is Christmas.
Lennon.
And what have you done? Another year over. And you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas. I hope you had fun. The near and the dear ones. The old and the young. A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one without any fear. So this is Christmas. Strong, the rich and the poor ones. The road is so long, and so happy Christmas for black and for white, for yellow and red ones. Let's start.
Thank you.
Did you know wearing a seatbelt in a serious crash nearly doubles your chances of survival? Almost 1 out of 5 road fatalities involve someone not wearing a seatbelt. In a crash, wearing a seatbelt reduces your risk of serious injury. So remember to buckle up every time. However short the journey, however long you've been driving, however well you know the road, don't forget to clip every trip. Authorised by the New South Wales Government, Sydney.
Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans? Do you get the St. Louis blues? Perhaps you miss the A-train. If you're the sort of person who likes to take 5 on Green Dolphin Street, perhaps while sipping on one mint julep, then maybe you should tune in to 2 RDJ's weekday jazz programs every day at 11 a.m. That's 2 RDJ, 88.1 on the FM band and www.radio2rdj.com on the internet, Mondays through Fridays at 11 a.m.
And you're listening to The Gadget Grill here on Radio 2 RDJ FM, 88.1 on the FM band and on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com.
You are indeed. Welcome back.
Welcome back
to the show, where it is time now for the news. There's been a bit of news around this week, hasn't there?
A little bit, yeah. Leading up to Christmas, there's been some people still working, people still pumping out news.
Right, it's right. A good thing. Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. One of the interesting stories that I saw this week relates to, and this is one that I think will pique your interests, Jeff.
Yeah.
Because you're familiar, of course, with the story with Volkswagen, with the diesel.
Yeah, Dieselgate.
Dieselgate, yeah. In America, Volkswagen has offered, has made a settlement offer now that if you're one of the affected customers, they will buy back your car, they'll pay your compensation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Wow.
Okay. What a lot of VW owners are doing is, before they turn them in, what the deal says is the car's got to be operational.
Right.
That does not mean it has to be complete.
Uh-oh.
So they're taking out radios, taking off bumper bars, body parts, etc. As long as they can drive the car in, I've heard a story of one person who put a pair of vice grips on the, took the steering wheel off, put a pair of vice grips on the steering column and drove it into the dealership like that, and they're getting their full refund.
That's hilarious.
Isn't it?
That is so bad. I'm actually surprised they're getting a full refund and things like that.
That's what they're doing. In Australia, Volkswagen are not being as forthcoming, and they're actually fighting tooth and nail. This is, of course, very typical of how consumers in Australia are treated by a lot of companies.
It's
not just Volkswagen. It is very sad.
Yeah. When I was looking to buy a house, one of the most important things I was looking for, besides bedrooms, whatever, was whether it had NBN.
I remember that, yes.
I remember. It was one of the things I'd walk outside and check for the box. There is now a website that will do this for you.
It tells you whether the actual house has got NBN connected.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be an invasion of privacy?
Well, it's an infrastructure thing, isn't it? It's like saying if it's got natural gas.
Infrastructure will tell you whether the NBN goes past the front door.
Mm.
Privacy will tell you whether or not you actually have it connected to the house, and I would think that is an invasion of privacy.
No, so I think that's a different part. So what the website's really doing is it's cross-referencing with the NBN website using the address that you've got on realestate.com.au or domain and saying you've got NBN fibre in that area or in that street.
Okay, so okay, which you can also find out from the NBN website.
And that's what I used to have to do was take the address from one site, put it in the other. This one's doing it for you, so you can still see the house and the full listing.
Yeah.
But it also tells you, hey, there's fibre in the area.
But you just go to the NBN website, it'll tell you that anyway.
That's what this is for, is it puts both together, Gary. It's convenience.
No, the NBN does that anyway.
No, because on the NBN website, I can't see the house, and I can't see the description and how much it's for sale for.
Okay, I see. Yeah. The difference is that this has got a picture of... this is
two tabs going into one tab.
This is Google Street View. With the NBN.
No, it's the listing off the domain or realestate.com.au with
the NBN information.
Details.
Right, okay.
So it's NBN M8.
Sounds like a useless gadget to me.
Had
a few of these lately.
It's not. This is, I would have used this website profusely if I was still looking for a house.
Okay.
moving on.
Moving right along.
Strike one.
We've all flown internationally recently. And yes. Jeff, does yours have a chip in it?
Yeah, it's the e-passport.
The e-passport, yeah. Good. And so you go through the e-gates,
yep.
And so on?
On the way back, I do.
On the way back, yep. They've got them on the way out now too, by the way.
Do they?
They do.
Oh.
We used them on the way out when we went earlier this year.
Mm. Really? So you don't have to see the guy anymore to give him the piece of paper that says...
Well, you do,
paper.
Because the...
That's
you do
customs.
You do, but the other part of that, of course, is that the e-gates don't work all that well yet.
Right.
Having said that... and the fact that it seems like new technology, but they're getting even newer tech, and they're going to do some contactless technology, which from June next year is going to be trialled in Canberra, which has a grand total of 4 international flights a week. So that's rather a small trial, but this is going to trial, as I say, contactless technology. So it's going to be using the chip in your passport.
Hmm.
NFC, I guess, and
to do what though?
To verify who you are.
Oh.
So
I'm not excited by that, Gary.
No, good.
That's a strike one for you, I reckon.
Okay, I do not mind. I do not mind at all.
So Jason's not here tonight, but
you noticed
something he would have been very excited by this week, and I was as well for a short period, was Super Mario Run.
Oh, yes.
Was made available on iOS.
Okay.
And it's a big deal. It's the first time I've seen
Mario.
Hang on. Go on.
Just repeat what you said, starting with the bit where you said Jason would be excited.
Yeah.
And then you said...
And I was too.
For a little while.
And then you said... Keep going.
I was for a little while.
Yeah. And what was it that's going to excite Jason precisely?
It's available.
Think about this. It's available on?
Oh, only iOS.
Yeah. Which part of that do you think is going to excite Jason?
The best bit. So, but the funny part is I was kind of excited because the Mario franchise has been missing from all smartphones forever.
Right.
So it's the first time we're seeing it, but I downloaded it, took up a stack of space on my phone, takes a long time to load up. And I deleted the game because I just got bored of it. I'm not a gaming guy on phones, but it looks like 5 million people have downloaded it in the first 24 hours.
Right, so this is going to be another Pokemon Go.
This is the next Pokemon Go.
Right.
I think so.
On the subject of Go,
mm-hmm.
Do you know who Pip Marlowe is?
Yeah, Microsoft's ex-MD.
Absolutely, Microsoft's ex-MD. She is going to go to Suncorp. They've created a new role for her in marketing. And Pip Marlowe, congratulations, Pip. I hope this all goes well for you. She's a lovely lady, a very, very, very smart lady. Mm. And I think it is wonderful to see a lady in tech go into this sort of go. Well, first of all, the role that she had at Microsoft was absolutely wonderful.
Oh, great role.
And to be moving along and going into another major company. It's a loss to the technology industry, and it's certainly Suncorp's gain.
But it's opened up space for you at Microsoft, Gary.
Absolutely it has.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Watch this space,
they wouldn't
everybody.
Cope with him.
Watch this space.
D is absolutely correct. They could not cope with me.
Their office is just down the road from me, Gary. We could do lunch.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting that you say that, because I was working in that area at another organisation.
Yeah.
And Andrew Beale, who is a member of the station here, was working across the road from me, actually at Microsoft.
Really?
Really. And we would get together every couple of weeks, and we'd have lunch.
There you go.
Together. And, and
at the Microsoft building?
No, at the building that I was at, actually.
Ah, okay.
We'd have lunch together. Then he moved and worked in town.
Mm.
And then I moved and worked in town. And we were just about 3 blocks away from each other. So we'd have lunch in town.
That's hilarious.
Now he works in a different place. And I basically work half a kilometre from where he is.
Are you trying to tell us something? What's going on here? Who's stalking who?
It's a worry.
Well, that's it. That's it. I'm undecided as to whether this should be a useless gadget, but I've decided that this is very, very useful.
Okay.
What sort of a fridge do you have? Not the brand. Does yours have...
Side-by-side.
Side-by-side. Ice water dispenser?
Both ice and water.
Okay, good. Okay, now what do you put in the water dispenser?
I love this idea. Mine's plugged into mains, so I get constant water.
Okay.
But I know where you're going. I'll let you keep driving.
A lady has taken her fridge with a water dispenser in it, and instead of putting water in it, she's putting wine.
Whole bottles, just pouring it straight into the dispenser. Yeah. It's genius.
It is absolute genius. It's genius. You go to your fridge, and instead of getting wine out of the fridge, water out of the fridge, you get a nice fresh glass of cold wine. Absolute genius.
It's stunning.
Yeah.
I saw the photos and I went, why is she the first person to do this?
She probably isn't, but she's the first person who probably tweeted it.
And it's just a great idea.
Isn't
so
it? So simple.
This summer, load your fridge up with wine the right way.
Jeff is going to disconnect his fridge from the from the tap.
Just start pouring it in.
And start pouring wine. Dee, do you have any news?
I don't have any news.
You don't have any news, no. Okay. So Jeff, what's your next story?
Some rather big news that came out of Australia this week was decided in the courts that there's been a lot of issues with people pirating movies.
Oh, yes.
Game of Thrones being one of them, always being spoken about as the most downloaded show in Australia. But websites such as the Pirate Bay, Torrent Hound, and all these torrenting websites are going to be blocked by your internet service provider. So your
ISP. Let me know how that works for you.
So it's a big deal. I mean, it means that if you're with whatever your ISP is, you go to your browser and type in, you know, the Pirate Bay, you're not going to get it. It's going to be a page that cannot be displayed.
Unless.
There are obviously ways around it. And this is the interesting thing is that your ISP is going to have ways of blocking you from seeing that website. But if you truly want to get to that website, there are a large number of ways to do it. A VPN. Straight out, you can go get a VPN, puts you, you know, virtually into a different country where that ISP is no longer in control.
I run servers in America.
Yep.
I can set up a proxy on those servers and use that as my own private VPN.
And not even that, you could change your DNS settings to be Google's ones, which puts you in the US.
Yeah.
So it's one way to try and stop people pirating content, but there's obviously always going to be ways around it. It's like you can lock your doors, but if someone still wants to break in, they'll find a way.
Of course.
Not saying it makes it right, but it's a measure, but it's not a complete measure by the government to stop
The real problem, I think, comes back to the fact that the content owners are still clinging desperately to an archaic business model.
I know.
That they need to ditch and they need to get with a model that provides the content that people are willing to pay for. This is the thing. People are willing to pay a reasonable amount for this content, provided it's a reasonable amount and it is provided in a reasonable time frame. When you're trying to get a TV show that is 18 months old and nobody in Australia is providing it to you, while I don't condone pirating it, I can at least understand the frustration.
Yes and no. For me, it's two things. I know that The Grand Tour was released a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
And it was available on Amazon. With that said, it was still the most pirated show during those weeks.
Yeah.
And it's mad because it was available and it's extremely cheap to sign up to Amazon Prime.
Yeah. Was it $5 a month or something?
Yeah, it's less than $5 a month. So, you know, sometimes I wonder if it actually is to do with cost or it is just people who just don't want to pay
there
it all.
Some
expect
people,
it for free.
There are some people who expect it for free.
Yeah.
They are wrong.
Yep.
You know, with content, $5 a month, $10 a month for Netflix, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and if you can't afford that, then you shouldn't actually be on the internet. Seriously.
Yeah.
I love this story.
Okay, let's hear it.
8:30 Friday morning in Hudson, New York, police received a phone call from a very upset citizen who said an older woman was alone in a parked car and appeared to be frozen to death. Did you hear this story?
I reckon you and I are reading the same websites.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
On Friday morning, temperatures were bitterly cold, and we're talking about 8 degrees, and that's Fahrenheit, not Celsius. So that's minus 20 Celsius. Very cold.
That is freezing.
And the car was covered with a light dusting of snow, suggesting that it might have been parked there overnight. An officer said the woman in the car, not moving, unresponsive. He broke the rear passenger window and opened the car door to find that the woman was actually a very realistic, life-sized CPR mannequin.
Mm. What was it doing in the front seat like that?
And belted in. I love it.
It's absolutely hilarious. I mean, you can just imagine the policeman's shock to just go, oh, I've just broken someone's window.
Yeah,
for nothing.
Now I'm in trouble.
I know.
Now I'm in trouble. All the best intentions, but just no good.
Absolutely, I love it. I love that story.
Speaking of good intentions, Apple's AirPods. I think we've joked about these on the show.
They're now available, aren't they?
They're now available, but they're already on back order. So if you wanted one before Christmas, it's not going to happen. And if you do want one, it's $229. We've spoken about wireless earbuds on the show before. We've reviewed them, not the AirPods themselves, but other varieties. And at $229, it's actually quite high.
It is very high.
It is quite high. So you have to really love the look of them, which is fascinating on its own. But
and you've got to be prepared to lose them.
Prepared to lose them. You lose the left. You can't buy them individually.
No.
They're pairs.
I reckon there's going to be an aftermarket, you know, on eBay.
I've got a left. Have you got a left?
Yeah, I need a left. I've got a left. Have you got a right? Yeah. Oh, it's going to be... what do they call them? Earbuds?
AirPods.
AirPods.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, just imagine. AirPoddating.com.au. You heard it here first. I think I'll go and get that domain name when I get home tonight.
Does your AirPod fit mine? I don't know. Are we compatible?
I know. My AirPod likes going for long walks and dogs.
You guys are sick.
Poison Tap. Have you heard about Poison Tap, Jeff?
No. Is it a band?
No.
It sounds like it
should be. Spinal Tap is.
Spinal Tap, yeah. They turn up to 11. Poison Tap is a tool.
Right.
$5. Available, it runs software, runs freely on Raspberry Pi Zero device.
Mm-hmm.
And once that's plugged into it, once the Raspberry Pi is plugged into a computer's USB slot, it intercepts all unencrypted web traffic, including any authentication cookies used to log in to private accounts.
Wow.
It then sends that data to a server under the attacker's control. It also installs a backdoor that makes the owner's web browser and local network remotely controllable by the hacker.
Fantastic.
Great.
Yeah.
Fantastic. But this is a piece of hardware you have to plug into that person's
software,
computer.
It's software that runs on a Raspberry Pi that you then connect to their computer.
So just pay attention if there's a little small computer plugged into your own. Maybe unplug it.
Exactly.
Don't leave it there.
Exactly. You got any more news?
Look, last one from me was a hack that came out today. Lynda, Lynda.
Oh, yes, I saw this.
It's an educational training website. It's actually a really good site for professional training.
Except
you may need to reset your password.
Again.
It looks like they've been hacked. And if you've used the same password there and you use the same one for your banking, for example, yeah, there's a risk. So go in there, different password time, and set up unique passwords for different websites.
Right. Last story for me from me for the moment. Ad nauseam.
Who?
Ad nauseam.
Ad nauseam. You heard about this?
No, it sounds like a startup.
It is a startup.
Is it really?
It is.
Great.
Let me just read you from their website.
Yeah.
As online advertising is becoming more automatic, universal and unsanctioned, Ad nauseam works to complete the cycle by automating all ad clicks universally and blindly on behalf of its users.
Oh, I see what they're doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So instead of blocking ads, they're making ad monitoring useless because everything gets clicked.
And most people are paying for their ads on clicks.
Yeah.
So the people who are paying for them to be in your face are going to get very upset because all these clicks convert to nothing.
Convert to nothing and they're paying for them.
It's genius.
Isn't it?
Great for Google.
It's a free it's a free browser extension
designed
to obfuscate browsing data and protect users from surveillance and tracking by advertising networks.
That's so funny.
Serves as a means of amplifying users' discontent with advertising networks that disregard privacy and facilitate bulk surveillance agendas. It's an interesting way of dealing with it, isn't it?
It is.
It's totally, to me, it's counterintuitive in that
You
don't want to click on these, but suddenly you're now clicking on everything. Mm. And in a way, you're doing what they want you to do.
And that would also,
but if everybody does it, it makes it useless.
Yeah, and it would actually also play a lot around with AdSense too, because usually when you click on one ad, it starts to impact all your other ads that you see because all of a sudden, hey, he clicked on a Jeep ad.
Yeah.
Let's show him heaps of Jeep ads.
Exactly.
But if you click on every ad, what ad are they going to deliver to you next?
Exactly.
It's just going to confuse the system. I love it.
Oh, yeah, so do I.
Let it roll.
This is from 1974. Bill and Boyd. Santa Never Made It to Darwin. A little bit of country and western.
On Christmas Eve of 74, the warning sounded out. On all the broadcast stations, a great storm was near about. The boys and girls asleep in bed, tomorrow was their day. Their mums and dads all prayed the mighty storm would turn away. Santa never made it into Darwin. Disaster struck at dawn on Christmas Day. Santa never made it into Darwin. A big wind came and blew the town away. Christmas morning was a nightmare as Cyclone Tracy struck. It ripped apart the buildings like an atom bomb. Twisted iron girders and it flattened all the trees. The might of such a cyclone must be seen to be believed. Santa never made it into Darwin. Disaster struck at dawn on Christmas Day. Santa never made it into Darwin. A big wind came and blew the town away. Many boats put out to sea, very few returned. Most were pounded on the rocks or in huge seas overturned. As the news came through, a devastated city that must be built anew. The suffering and heartbreak to happen in this way, a natural disaster to come on Christmas Day. Santa never made it into Darwin. Disaster struck at dawn on Christmas Day. Santa never made it into Darwin. A big wind came and blew the town away. Santa never made it into Darwin. Disaster struck at dawn on Christmas Day. Santa never made it into Darwin. A big wind came and blew the town away. A big wind came and blew the town away.
It's Chris from the Selvo's radio show, Light and Life. Each week on the show, we talk about life's issues. We review the latest book, movie, DVD. Aaron Wright goes deeper into lifestyle issues and the way we think. Our resident psychologist, Mara Steepers, touches on different heart issues each week and how to work through them. It's a good 30 minutes to help you grow in faith and to put you in a great frame of mind for the day. Light and Life, from 9:30 till 10, every Monday morning, right here on 2RDJ FM.
And welcome back to the Gadget Grill here on 2RDJFM 88.1 on the FM band and on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com. In the studio today, we have with us Ubitech Alpha 1, which is a robot. It's about, what, 18 inches tall? Foot and a half tall?
Yeah, foot and a bit.
Foot and a bit
yep.
tall. And this is a robot with all sorts of different move, all sorts of different movements and so on. You are periscoping this, Jeff?
Yeah, it's live.
So please, everybody, grab your periscope and tune into Jeff Quattromani's stream.
Yep.
And you will see Alpha 1. And let's see if this gets him going in demo mode.
Let's see if we can make him dance or...
Here we go.
Oh, hello. This is classic.
This is awesome.
This is all coming from the robot too. Everything's on its own.
Yeah. I love that. I can dancing.
He's going to fall, is he? No, he's all right. That's so cool.
I'm sorry, this is not the best radio, but this is just so much fun watching this.
Yeah, and it's
the
balances
the periscope,
so well.
He balances well, except when he's on carpet.
Yeah, on carpet we did this before and he stacked it, but you know, that demo right there is just so cool.
He needs a smooth surface.
He needs a good, smooth, solid surface to work on. But apart from that, keep streaming that,
yeah,
Jeff.
Yeah, still going.
Because he does all sort of things. You can make him do different things. You download the app.
Yeah.
And there's all different moves he can do and things he can do.
Yeah, you know, playing soccer here, he's kicking and you can make him walk forwards like this.
So cool. Got such a
and you can
style.
Make him walk backwards.
Moonwalking.
Kind of moonwalking. let's make him turn to the right and to the left.
Oh!
Whoa.
Nearly went off the edge there. A bit of a small working area for him here. Not much.
Oh, is that good?
Sideways. Awesome. It makes a lot of noise though.
Very noisy. That's cool. Yeah, that's the Alpha 1 by Ubitech. It is a robotic toy. Probably is toy appropriate for this, Jeff?
I don't think toy is the right
word.
It's
a grown-up toy. You love it.
Oh, I absolutely.
Mean, that's the thing. I'm in love with this little robot. I think it's just so cool. I mean, well, we were playing with the phone before, and essentially you can control it through your phone, as you can tell it what commands to do, and it
exactly.
does it. You've got a video on your phone showing it do push-ups.
Yeah.
Like, it's working out. I mean, it's just hilarious.
Oh, no. But you can write your own code to make it do other things as well.
Mm.
I haven't had time to really play with it as yet, but what I'd like to do is to work with it and have it push buttons on the control panel here so that we can use it as a say it's producing the show.
I want it to be a real assistant.
Absolutely.
Exactly. I want this to be helping us out. So.
And this is, I think, somewhat capable of doing that.
Yeah.
It's got lots of pretty lights. It's flashing blue, green, red lights and so on, which is good. Lots and lots of little servo motors in it. And what is it, Jeff? $500?
About $500,
yeah.
Depending where you buy them from, and it looks like there's different variants of them as well.
Absolutely.
But you know that this is fairly advanced,
yes,
for what it's doing. But we also know that you know, those Boston Robotics and things like that, who are doing even more things with robots,
yes,
where they've got sensors where they can push back, where they can judge the ground and things like that.
Yeah.
That example that we mentioned before, where it fell over trying to do kung fu, we know that we'll see that recover from itself soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this is a first sort of phase for us, you just know that it's just going to get better and better. And that whole idea of I want it to go fetch me a beer, I think it will one day do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm sure you can program
it. I'm committed to seeing that before my life.
It's just the ultimate geek toy, I think.
It's so cool.
Great Christmas present.
5 years ago.
Boyfriend.
Yeah, 5 years ago it was the Parrot drone, the AR drone. This year, this is what I want under my Christmas tree, darling.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yes.
I want it to bring me the Christmas tree.
Well, there you go, Jeff. This is the
so cool.
The UBTech Alpha 1 robot. It is very, very usable and a hell of a lot of fun.
It's been great. People on Periscope are saying it's great as well.
Okay, great. This is the Bob Rivers Comedy Corp and Police Stop My Car.
Police stop my car. Police stop my car. The police made me stop. Walk a straight line and blow a balloon up. Police stop my car. Police stop my car. The police made me stop. Walk a straight line and blow a balloon up. Me a sober Christmas. That's why they always pull me over Christmas. They say they're just making sure that there's no open bottles in my car. They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. That's why they always pull me over Christmas. They say they're just making sure that there's no open bottles in my car. Police rode a block. Police rode a block. Police rode a block. I can smell their donuts as they smell my breath. Police rode a block. Police rode a block. Police rode a block. I can smell their donuts as they smell my breath. They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. That's why they always pull me over Christmas. They're gonna let me out on bail this Christmas from the bottom of their hearts. Police lock me up. Police lock me up. The police lock me up. Cause when I blew, I blew a 2.1.
Aussies are doing it tough in regional and isolated areas of the country. That's why the Salvos have a rural support service, including a dedicated team of rural chaplains giving practical and emotional support to those dealing with issues like financial difficulty, depression, isolation, and stress. The Salvos Rural Appeal has been set up so you can give funds directly to our work in rural Australia. If you can give, go to salvos.org.au/rural. If you need help, call Salvo Care Line on 1300 36 36 22.
And we're back with the Gadget Grill on Radio 2RDJ 88.1 FM and on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com.
He's not dead, he's just resting, Jeff.
The robot is laying on its back, but its legs are in the air. I don't know what's going on.
Louis the robot.
He's powered down.
Absolutely passed out.
Absolutely.
Great.
Okay, it's the end of the year tonight. This is the last show for the last Gadget Grill for the year.
Mm.
And I thought it'd be a good thing for us to just very quickly have a talk about what you see for in 2017.
That's a great question. And I know that I'll probably see a little bit of it
You're going to see it at CES in the first week in January.
So
I'm looking forward to hearing what you're seeing there.
I think from a home entertainment point of view and things like that, we're going to get bigger and better TVs and whatnot. But I think the best part that we're seeing with technology this year, and we'll see even more next year, is things like the 3D printing advances they're doing.
Oh, yes.
What they're doing in the medical space with 3D printing is phenomenal.
Favorite. That's my favourite.
I know that in the news section almost every week, we've always had a 3D printing or a med tech story, and we're just hearing where we're making organs or we're making bone or we're you know, we're crafting products to suit the right
or
person.
Or they're making a model of a person's inside so that they can then do operations on that person. They can practice.
Yeah, imagine that.
I know. It's just amazing. So that's absolutely more of the future.
Yeah.
In a similar vein, we're also going to see more in the VR space.
Huge.
I think the virtual reality space is... It's already starting to come of age. It is hitting the mainstream now.
Yeah.
And that's going to be even more so in the next 12 months, I think.
Yeah, I think VR will mature quite a bit. At the moment, it's been mostly just for playing games and things like that. But I think it will get to a point where we'll start to create or model using VR technology as well. So
absolutely. Yeah. I think we're all in agreement on that.
No, for sure, for sure. So there's that. And then obviously... New phones. We're always going to get our new phones.
But has the phone technology, has that slowed down in terms of what we're seeing?
It's absolutely plateaued. And,
Tablet market is dead.
It's very quiet. Yeah, it's very quiet. One of the things I was reading this week is that in 2017, what we probably will see happen with phones and tablets is bendable and foldable.
Oh, yes.
So that could happen with our screens.
Absolutely. Mm. Yeah, very interesting. Okay, this is a very good friend of mine, a local guy, Sydney guy, by the name of Dennis Aubrey. He gave me an album of his, a couple of years ago, a CD of his, and from that, this is a track called Christmas 1914.
They said the war would be over by Christmas, but here it is, December 23, and it's freezing here in France this year, and this is the most miserable Christmas there could be. We're up to our knees in mud and blood and filth here. We all wish we could be anywhere. Anywhere at all, dear God, but here, please. Take us home. Answer all our prayers. Tommy Johnson stuck his head up yesterday to get a look at some bird up in a tree. A German sniper saw him half a mile away. His mum will get the telegram today. Young Mackenzie wishes it was him instead. He doesn't want to be here anymore. In muddy, bloody puddles, wishing he was dead, and cursing King and Kaiser and the war. We heard the Germans singing loud and clear tonight. It was midnight, December 24. It sounded like a whole platoon was singing Silent Night. It sounded like a prayer to end the war. A German stood up with a little Christmas tree, with a candle glowing brightly at the top. Our snipers could have knocked his head off easily, and every one of us here chose to stop. On Christmas morning, when the sun had risen, we climbed out of our trenches, one and all. We and all the Germans were forgiven. We found some rags, made a soccer ball. We had a little game between the trenches. We shared cigarettes and all shook hands. Next day we were ordered back to killing them with threats of death for disobeyed commands. And I wondered, is there any logic to it when people kill each other in a war? Just 'cause a politician says to do it. I don't think we need to anymore.
And welcome back to the final Gadget Grill for 2016. And it is time now for our useless gadget. This week's useless gadget was found by the beautiful, the lovely, the delightful Dee Dee Cup.
Yes, amazing.
This one, I had a look at this and I couldn't stop laughing. I actually sent a link to this to Lee because, yeah, you know, Lee and I are both into photography.
Yeah.
And we... when Dee saw this, she asked me about it as to whether this would be any good or not. And I had a look at it and had a look at the sample photos that they put on the site with it.
Yep.
And I said, absolutely not.
Right.
I've seen this sort of device before. This is an attachment lens for your iPhone, for your smartphone.
Okay.
And the
is it like those Olo clips? Or?
Well, this has got a clip that clips onto your phone.
Yep.
And the idea is that it's a massive zoom lens for your phone, for your iPhone.
Interesting.
Okay, it's called the HD360X.
Have a look at this.
And let me just read you from their website. Today, HD360X has announced the release of, now these are their words, a super premium auxiliary smartphone zoom that will bring professional image magnification to today's smartphone cameras.
Uh-huh.
Now, pay attention to those words very carefully. This is super premium that will bring professional image magnification to your smartphone camera.
Yeah.
Now, the idea is that this clips on there and just sits over the top of your camera lens.
Hmm.
And lets you take photos, and it zooms in on an area so that you got much more magnification. And it's optical zoom, which I prefer to digital zoom.
Yep.
Except that to do that, you need to have a little bit of good glass and you need to have some acuity so that the images can be sharp. And the images that they provide on their website... quite frankly, I've got a Coke bottle that I've converted to fit onto my cameras. You've seen it, Jeff.
I have.
And that takes sharper photos than what this thing is.
So to give you some other opinions on Amazon where you can buy this product, 31 reviews, average is 2.5 stars. So
that to me is being very generous.
There's obviously someone who likes it and maybe a lot of people who don't, but doesn't look like it's rating very well.
No. The guy who designed it or something, there's a guy there who is described as a technology something or other.
Right.
And you'd think that somebody who is a technology... what do they describe
him as? He used to work for Kodak or something.
Yeah. Eight times magnification. Corey Brown, lead technologist from Stuttgart. Now, the name Corey Brown really does jump out at you as being somebody from Stuttgart, doesn't it?
Maybe not local.
No.
Maybe not a local.
No. And lead technologist, you'd expect somebody who's a lead technologist to have a bit of a profile on the web.
Well, if anything, it's a good stocking stuffer.
Maybe.
That's probably it. But the good thing to note is that having these little clips on their, on your phones, they can be really cool for fun. There are some fun attachments you can put on which are fun, but the Zoom thing, I don't know.
Right.
Not for me.
Okay, we've got to finish up. As I always do, Trombone Shorty, Oh Holy Night. Have a good Christmas, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Yes. Take care.
See you next
Listen
week.
To this. This is beautiful.